I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
It was dueling Valley Village pool parties on Vanderpump Rules this week.
Did the group think Tom Sandoval was petty for planning a party on the same day?
And was Brittany Cartwright in the wrong for bringing up Katie Maloney Schwartz's past rage texts?
The entire cast weighed in on what you didn't see from the pool parties in the latest episode of BravoTV.com's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Plus, Bo Clark called out Max Boyens and Brett Caprioni's awful behavior towards Dana Kathan. And Lala Kent revealed just how uncomfortable that group dinner really was.
Aw, Bo. Let's take a listen.
So Lala, at dinner after Dana's show, you spill that Dana and Brett just had a second kiss. What were you hoping to get out of that conversation?
I was hoping it would cure my boredom, and it did.
Can we talk about people that are actually sitting at this table, though?
Sure.
I heard you and Dana made out last night.
I knew you were gonna f***ing say that.
I wish that I wouldn't have brought it up. I thought it was gonna be like a fun uncomfortable. Because, you know, that's, you know, it's like talking about a blowjob. That's fun and uncomfortable. This was like gross uncomfortable.
What's the vibe? I mean, hi.
There's no vibe.
There's no vibe, and this is the second time we made out.
Do you have a f***ing problem?
Yeah, I do have a f***ing problem with it.
So Max was like pissed off. He was mad about me only kissing Brett. Like, we hadn't even had sex yet. And he was like making it this whole thing, and Max should not have come to my show. Like, he shouldn't have been there. I had invited him before we were having an issue, and then we were having an issue and he still came, had a puss on the whole time, we like had this bad energy, and he's just like sitting there like, this is, I'm Max right now.
You look exactly like
every
him.
Every f***ing time, I would need to lose 20 pounds to look like him, but like literally every time he speaks, he's just like has this whole attitude. And I just finally snapped and I was like, what is your f***ing problem? Why are you here? Because you seem to have an issue. And then Max like flew off the handle.
Stop f***ing lying about it. That's what's annoying me is you're f***ing lying
bro,
about it, dude.
I'm not
you are now.
Lying to you.
You're f***ing lying
not
to me now.
Lying to you.
Bro. Tell her that because she's real f***ing gassed up on you, brah.
I was already pissed off. I had been drinking. You know, we all have been drinking. Energy was high. Frustrations were there. And you know, you can only ask someone so much. Like, hey, are you sure you're not bothered by this? Before it's like, like
should
I already
I
said
be
this,
bothered
like,
by
should
it?
I fucking be bothered by this? Like, should I, am I crazy? Like, should I be bothered? Because I've had 35 people fucking ask me the same question. You know what I mean? It was just like poke, 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 poke. Until you get the guy to fucking freak out. And that's exactly what happened.
This is when I get mad. Don't fucking lie to me,
not,
dude.
Do I lie to you?
Then look at her in the eyes and tell you don't fucking have feelings for her.
I don't!
Watching the way Max and Brett disrespected Dana.
It was so gross.
And they were just like, she's sitting here as you guys are fighting about who likes her less, almost. Like, it was,
wow.
I'm like, it was so bad.
I thought the whole thing was gross. And to make it worse, you throw Sheena in the mix, and she's over there smiling about all of it.
I didn't fucking lie to you. What did I
lie? If you guys care about his feelings, then why are you doing this multiple times?
Sheena, shut the f*** up.
Why are you even here? Leave. Like, take your dino stompers and get the f*** out of my face because I'm not dealing with this right now. Like, you're the last person I'm going to answer to.
Max is my friend. Max is the only person sitting here who has five people against him. I'm just an innocent bystander showing up because y'all are on the west side having drinks by my house. I was just trying to convey, and I was like, sure, Max f***ed up. Let's just say fact, Bible, whatever. Regardless, he still has feelings for Dana. His feelings are valid. Brett is his best friend, bro, whatever, who has now gone out with Dana and hurt Max's feelings.
Yeah.
So although Dana is free to f*** whoever the f*** she wants, Max's best friend, brother, doesn't matter because she can, Max still is valid in his feelings that he's hurt that his friend is going after a girl he still has feelings for. And nobody seemed to care about that other than me and Max.
She had no business being there, in my opinion, but then again, like, whatever. I just really I hate that night because I just feel like I didn't even really know what the f*** was going on, really. Like, I didn't know where your intentions were. I didn't know what Dana's intentions were. I know that I was interested in Dana, definitely wanted to keep pursuing it, but I also cared about the way you felt. But I didn't know if you really cared about if me and her were pursuing it. You had a girl that in between that I thought you really liked. So I thought that was also like Dana was just old news to you, in a way. You know what I mean? And I didn't, you know, it was very much based off that too. Like a lot of it was because I was just like, Max has just moved on. He's fine. I don't think he cares that much, but obviously it's like
I was just like, I think I was just like distracting myself, you know, like
probably,
it was just like a good escape.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you
but I didn't
tell me
express that.
That.
Yeah, I know.
Behind closed doors, they're both blowing her up.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, they're
like,
both.
We know
I'm
this.
Sure. It really was Max and Brett playing hot potato because I also don't think Brett was as honest at that time as like how much we had progressed on an emotional level. So like Max was like, tell her you don't have feelings for her. And he's like, I don't. But he like then later was like, no, I mean, I was interested in you, but we weren't on that level yet. But I'm like, you're also not really owning where you're at. And you're just like trying to look good as like a bro way of like, I haven't crossed any lines, but you're also like, hanging out with me on the back end, and Max, you're telling me that you love me and you have feelings for me, but then everyone that exists, and it was a fucking mess.
Take a nap after that. That was a lot.
That was a mess.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Bo, at dinner after Dana's comedy show, you called out Max and Brett for their behavior.
This is the second time we made out.
Okay, we made the out, bro. In LA, that's nothing. We're not f***ing. I'm not f***ing Dana. Hearing you guys talk, she's the one sitting there, and she's the one feeling probably the most embarrassed, you know, the most hurt out of all of this. I am just shook about this love square, because it's like, I call it the love square, because I was just like, I remember Sheena hooked up with Max, and then there I see that line, and then all of a sudden, like, Brett, I remember, originally talked about Sheena, so that's kind of a triangle, but then all of a sudden, Dana's there, and then I'm just like, oh, but then I take those lines, and I'm like, oh, we're just gonna put it out to like a nice love rectangle. What
love
is
square?
Don't contradict me on my love lines. But I was just like, I was blown away, and I just sat there being like, wait, this is well, oh my wow, that's like a lot of like everyone's like dick in laws and sister in laws in here and
well,
just
standard.
It was yeah. I'm just saying yes because. That's what you say. I thought it was like just watching like a verbal WWE match.
Dude, if you have feelings for her, tell her.
And so if you know what feelings for her, then
no.
Why are you making out
just
with her?
No,
I'm just asking
Sheena,
a question.
No, you're not allowed right now.
We were not involved, so I just felt like it was just like, I'm just going to sit back and be like, oh, wow, this is fun. I'm gonna turn up the volume.
Don't f***ing lie to me, dude.
Do I lie to you?
They look at her in the eyes and tell you don't f***ing have feelings for her.
I don't!
Is it reminiscent for you, Stassi, of some of the earlier dynamics from Vanderpump Rules at all?
No. I don't ever remember a moment where there was a woman sitting there and two dudes fighting over how much they didn't like her. I just remember being just like very put off by the fact that Brett and Max were
I'm
just like,
I don't like her.
Bro.
I'm gonna recant my previous comment going back to the WWE, but verbal, because I didn't get all that. And now when you said that, because it was a while ago, I remember all that stuff. No. That was a shit show. That was just like,
I don't care
an
how much
arguing
she
show, but I did forget.
She should not
I did forget
have been
about that.
Even put in that position.
And now this is where I understand why do we like Max? Yes, I like Max, but I understand why she has this issue towards Max and Brett, because that night they were both awful towards Dana, which is kind of unacceptable, because you can't hook up with a girl, be nice to a girl, and then just f***ing dismiss her and treat her like shit in front of a group. It's like, and she knows nobody. She knows nobody. Like, we're all new people.
There's a
you
proper
know?
Way to ghost the people that you've hooked up with, and it's not in front of people and yeah. Not on a reality show, or not in front of me.
Yeah. It was the Bravo version of Twilight Zone.
Bravo's been through worse. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Lisa caught you guys in the bathroom at Sir?
No.
What the hell are you guys doing here? Is it blocked?
No. We lost the softball game, and part of the deal was the loser has to clean the other restaurant's bathroom.
Clean our bathrooms! Clean our bathrooms!
Joke's on you guys, I like cleaning bathrooms.
Yeah.
I have a very healthy
fetish for cleaning toilets. No, it's not a fetish. But I do find it to be soothing.
Okay, well, your own bathroom is one thing.
Yes.
Public bathrooms.
Other bathrooms that are public, even though, you know, for the most part, the bathrooms at Sir, all of Lisa's establishments are tip top. But still, it's a public bathroom. I mean, I know people have had sex in there. Jacks. So yeah, there were stakes though. There were stakes. I didn't want to clean that bathroom.
Dude, I clean a toilet every single time I use it. If I'm even in a public toilet, because I don't want somebody like coming in. I don't want somebody coming in after me and being like, wow, that guy seemed cool, but he apparently just has no regard for like the fact that I have to now and like mop up his piss everywhere.
Which I've been guilty of.
Was it the Beverly's? Yeah, you've been majorly
when I'm
guilty
really
of
drunk,
it.
But also,
he pisses on toilet seats.
No,
and he doesn't flush.
Don't put that out there. What? No, one time I didn't flush because we had a septic tank for a long time. You know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, you know the rest. But
I'm not saying he does it all the time.
One
but
time.
If he's drunk, it's happening.
No. That's not true. I'm very, like if I'm wasted, obviously that's a different story. I'm not really that careful. I'm not that careful.
And we're not talking about like a couple little sprinkles or like residual whatever. We're talking like a this.
No, me? Dude, he's tripping. This has never happened.
Yes, it has.
One time.
One time?
That's because you maybe drink.
One time per like trip maybe is
no.
Like if we go to Vegas, that's happening one time.
No, that's
if
not true.
If we take a trip, I guarantee you, when we're getting ready to go to Atlantic City, I guarantee you he is going to piss all over the toilet seat at least once.
First of all, how would you know?
Because I use it after you, man, and it's like disturbing.
This is totally just,
I'm like,
this is so sensationalized. And this is borderline.
No,
this is
it
slander.
Is not sensationalized.
Yes,
it is.
Not
slander.
Yes, it is.
I will call witnesses on the stand.
You pee in a seat one time and all of a sudden.
No, this is not true.
Let's move on.
It's like you're living with like a serial killer and you don't even know.
No.
So Jax and Brittany find out about your pool party. Drama erupts.
It did.
I saw Sandoval at work tonight, and he tells me that now they're going to have a pool party the exact same time.
Why?
I don't know, Jax. They got mad at you for texting Max.
This is so Sandoval. This is such a
f***ing
Sandoval movie. After you guys begged me to have him at the wedding, have him back, he's going to be dude. And I didn't want to do it. I should have never had him at the f***ing wedding.
Jax took it pretty personal, yeah?
It didn't seem like that big of a deal to me.
It wasn't adversarial.
It was like, you know, if you're going to be a dick, I'm just not, you know what I mean? Like it seems so juvenile to me.
I'm the one who, like, does the cooking and like puts it all together, and like I love to host and I love to have people over, and having pool parties and stuff was like our thing. Like, they do it if you want to have pool parties, do whatever you want, the same day, the same time, the same everything is what I did not understand. And you know, they'd never done that before, so it seemed like, okay, this is so petty.
If you want to bash me, fine, I can take it, but you go after my wife, I'm gonna come after you. I don't care if you're my best friend or not. She's my wife, and she's the sweetest person in the world. How dare you throw a party the day before after she's been planning this forever with all her friends, and you're gonna do that to her? No. And I will stand by her all the time. If she's right or wrong, she's my wife. I will always stand by her.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
And to make her cry, it takes a lot to make Brittany upset.
Yeah.
Okay? And like the people that wanna make her upset, like, shame on you. She's the sweetest human being in the world. This is, mind you, if I didn't marry her, whatever, she's a sweet human being. Yeah. They don't come like that.
Right.
Okay, that's rare. So to make her cry and to do that to her after she was so excited for cooking for everybody and having everybody at the house, and then to be like, well, we're going to have a party tomorrow, which actually worked out fine because everybody that went to her party, I didn't like anyway, so it was fine.
It's unfortunate that it sort of devolved into a us versus them type of scenario.
It wasn't like that.
I know,
and I told everybody, I was like, Schwartz,
I
totally expect you to go to Jax's.
Well, I wanted to go to both, but then he sent me these long texts about how I should just not come, and I don't...
Jax did.
I think it came from a good place, because he knows how I am, and that I was going to be torn.
Jax started texting Schwartz for no reason, and was like, hey man, I don't think you should come to my party. Like, I think you should support Sandoval, he's your business partner.
That was being a martyr.
Yeah, I think you should, and Schwartz was like, what are you talking about, Jax? We're coming to your party, like, stop it. You're being a little bitch, like, stop. And Jax was like, no, I don't want you coming.
I was exhausted about the ridiculousness of the whole situation. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go to Tom's and chill.
Jax was like, you can't like be a bitch to everyone and uninvite people to your pool party and still expect people to show up. It doesn't work that way. This is all because of you to begin with. You caused all of this.
What I think has aggravated me the most about this whole thing is Jax has changed so much and he has like made it through so many obstacles, and then as soon as he messes up, the entire group is just like, oh, Jax sucks, Jax did this, Jax is the same person. It's like he cannot ever get ahead. And I know that he shouldn't have said it. He should not have done this or that or whatever.
Wow, you're literally crying to my wife because you can't come to my house? Really? Wow, dude, you aren't coming. Cry all you want.
But at the same time, people need to realize you've done things like that too.
The whole flight, I mean, after the Wi-Fi kicked in, the whole entire flight, Katie was rage texting me. She started in with the, you only care about yourself. Wow, wow, wow. I'm not really sure if, you know, we've made as much progress.
She's like, I don't want to see you or talk to you the entire time.
Here, this speaks to bigger problems.
Take off my
ring. And, you know, that bubble, it just never stopped.
And that's what really aggravated me about the situation. So I did call Katie and I tried to explain that to her.
Katie, I am not blaming you by any means.
Yeah, you just told me. You just said to me, all of this is happening because of me. How about all of this is happening because of Jax? Jax? I rage text people all the time. Bye.
And that was like the worst thing I could have ever said in the entire planet. Like, she literally just got so mad at me. She couldn't believe that I said, hey, you've rage texted too.
I thought that was stupid. We're talking about Jax. Like, this is, we're talking about Jax right now. First of all, like, what I've done in the past with my friends, like, I guess I'm still paying for it, clearly. But this is Jax's fault. We would be at your party right now if it wasn't for your husband. And I shouldn't be understanding because I've done this in the past. That's just, like, some just deflection that's happening.
But then it, like, became this thing, like, they're, like, hitting up James, who they don't even like, to like come to their house, and like, I thought that was a little lame.
So Jax and Britt are having a pool party tomorrow, and I figured I would reach out and see if you wanted to be DJ James Kennedy.
I really do appreciate you like inviting me and stuff, but like, I did already say yes to Tom.
Wait, they, Brittany and Lala called James?
Wait, yeah, I was just about to ask that. They asked James to DJ their party?
Yeah.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
I think it was about, at that point, it was like they were playing, they were in some sort of like game or competition that nobody knew existed.
It was almost more to be like, oh, if he comes here, that it's like putting a f***ing pin in the fact that Tom did that to us. Like the whole dueling pool parties or whatever. Like if James did come and DJ.
So you guys should have the biggest loser ever at yours to prove a point and stand strong.
So there ended up being two competing pool parties, but yours looked like a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Jax, I'm sure theirs, I don't know what theirs was like. I heard theirs was fun.
Get some more bags of ice are coming.
Great.
They said there's only 8 people, so it's...
Well, I'm pretty sure Jax's was a retirement party. And, like, they were gonna go talk about their bowel movements and stuff like that, so...
Right.
Brett, you went to Jax's pool party, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was nice. It was an opportunity for me to get to, like, know them a little better. I got to know Stassi and Bo better that day. Brittany, like, cooked for me. She had, like, a veggie burger for me and stuff like that, which was really sweet. Yeah. So, it felt great. It was nice to be there and just... hanging, you know.
Honestly, Ariana's and Tom's was super lit. I got annihilated that day.
I'm so bummed that I missed it.
Yeah, you really did miss it. I chose that pool party over Splash House, and honestly, it was like when James was DJing, I was like, dude, this is like a mini Splash House.
It was like a little pup chum.
Yeah,
James was DJing with Charlotte. It was so cute.
We ended up having a great time. It was amazing, and it worked out perfectly, but there was like a bunch of bumps in the road along the way.
Katie was being herself that day, which I did acknowledge.
Katie was so fun.
She was
fun.
Being fun, which was super refreshing because all season mm-hmm. Katie was being super judgy with like the rest of the grandma. So she was
right.
being herself.
Once she separates exactly. from the rest of the group, like
she does separate when Stassi's
not around. Yeah.
I was taking photos of her ass. She was loving it.
Oh, sorry, her booty's too juicy.
Let me just say, Katie has the best ass.
She
on
does.
This cast.
She does.
By wow, far. Offensive. I have a great butt.
You do.
Thank
you.
You
have a great booty. Katie has the best ass. You have the best booty.
Let them decide.
Just kidding. I literally could care less if it was like a get back at Jock's birthday pool party.
It
like,
wasn't, but it just
more
it wasn't, but it all
it.
Just worked out, care. And it was kind of like great.
And it was like so fun. Like we literally had so much fun.
We did have so much
fun. It was a great day.
What was it like being asked to DJ at the Tom Tom anniversary party?
You've come a long way, man.
Thanks.
So Monday is our Tom Tom 1 year anniversary party. If you're not already booked, would you possibly DJ?
100%.
Yes? 100%. For real?
Have yeah, to. I'd love to.
All right. Dude, you being humble pie, man, is like, it's so sexy, dude. Humble.
It feels great, you know? I feel like all these goals that I set and all these things that I said I was gonna do, I did. And I feel so accomplished and it feels rewarding, you know? I don't feel anything, any guilt anymore or any negativity. And I feel like I'm ready to do Tom Tom really good, you know? Like, I'm not gonna be DJing in the closet upstairs like last year. They've set up a booth for me downstairs. This is legit. You know, I'm gonna come in looking my best. I've got a custom suit for the event and it's gonna be sick. I'm really gonna come in like, this is James Kennedy right now. You know, this is me for all I am, and let's go. And I'm really proud about it. I was really proud to come in that day and for everyone to see me. And, you know, I definitely tried to turn a new leaf and kind of, you know, when people say, oh, new year, new me, I'm gonna get better. This was the year I really wanted to get better and actually try working on myself for real. And, you know, it really is that easy. Once you want to really stop drinking, you can. Like, once you really want to stop. Like, I would take breaks before, but looking back, I never really wanted to stop. You know? I'll stop now, yeah. But no. When I was at the bar seeing my friends do shots, it was like, you got me. You know what I mean? You're not taking it seriously. I mean, at least that's how it was for me. This is my personal, you know? I wasn't taking it seriously, and when I wanted to take it seriously, I could stop. You know? Thank God it wasn't like a, you know, oh yeah, I kind of want to like go drink right now, kind of get cravings kind of thing. I wasn't that type of alcoholic. You know, that type of alcoholic I am is the binge drinking type, the type that wants to party f-ing hard every time he's out having a good time. You know, why not? Because like, I figured like I'm in Hollywood, like this was my mentality at 21. Like, yeah, from London, got the accent, I'm in Hollywood, I'm into all the clubs, I'm modeling out here, I'm doing f-ing. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I did all that and it was crazy, but like, how long do I really want that to go on for? You know, I've got something really good with Raquel here. Do I want to go f- that up just to have another 10 years of this nonsense? No, I don't. And once you make that decision, it's better. And you know, I think this year it finally stuck with me, and an epiphany happened in my brain where it's like a, I can't explain it, but it makes me want to be better. You know, yeah. And I didn't have this spark before. I just kind of felt like, fuck it, I don't really care who's watching, I'ma do me. And I kind of, you know, I'm still me, don't get me wrong, but I'm just me with like a bit of a smarter cloud over it. You know, I kind of think before I do now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So you guys go from being Lisa's employees to being business partners with her. Tell us about that transition.
I was scared at first. I was just like, I was apprehensive because yeah. I've like spent my whole life trying to get out of the restaurant industry, the bar, it just keeps sucking me back. But it's good to be on the other side, having worked pretty much every job from, you know, I know Tom has too. I've done like sous chef stuff. I've been a dishwasher. I've been a busboy, a host, a server, an okay bartender.
What are you doing behind the bar?
Your buddy Tom Schwartz had a panic attack.
Had a panic attack?
A panic attack. He walked right out in the middle of the shift.
Just walked out in the middle of the service?
Just left.
Back for a job. So now I'm on the bomb and down?
No, I'm actually a great bartender.
One well, of Schwartz, my I think Schwartz...
I don't do well with high volume, like handcrafted cocktails.
I think he...
I got Jack and Coke, vodka sodas. I'm a great bartender.
Yeah, I mean, he's... you know, when Schwartz first got out of here, for years we worked private parties together. We would bartend together, you know, the Toms, two Toms and a Jacks. We even made business cards.
We did. Our slogan was bringing sexy back one drink at a time.
Yeah.
I have that somewhere.
Yeah, I have one.
So what's your dream bar? Or is it Tom Tom?
Dream Bar is kind of like Tom Tom. That was like above and beyond anything we ever anticipated. But I always imagined myself having like a cool dive bar with simple locale drinks, upscale food. But it's like
it's like upscale dive.
Upscale dive.
But still, Tom Tom is an upscale dive.
No.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah,
I think it has the heart of a dive bar.
I don't think so.
I like to think it has the heart of a dive bar.
I think we bring that heart of a dive bar into Tom Tom.
Yeah.
To counteract the glam that Ken and Lisa bring in, the upscale glam that they bring in. So
we trash up the place a little bit.
Yeah.
Classy and trashy.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, we just throw trash in the corner sometimes and
get blackout.
Pour some drinks on the counter.
Right.
Sneak in a few Christmas lights here and there.
Now, Megan, is there a proper way to ghost people, or should you just never ghost someone at all?
Well, according to Stassi, it's okay as long as it's not in front of people and not on a reality show.
The Vanderpump Rules After Show is available every Tuesday after the episode on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel.
And we'll be back on Saturday with an all-new episode of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy.